That's an arresting opening for a chamber piece. It's music by composer Stephen Yip, and the piece is called Hermit in Seduction of the City. This is from a new disc by Ensemble Eclat, and it was mailed to us here at Relevant Tones. I had a great time listening to this piece. I think it's a wonderful use of the instruments. It's such a great development, especially though the musical ideas are fantastic. But one of the things I've found as a composer, as somebody who's to teach composition, and as somebody who listens to an awful lot of music, is that ideas are cheap. Everybody has ideas, but what a composer does with the idea, now that's where the interesting thing comes. And what Stephen has done with his musical ideas in this piece, Hermit in Seduction of the City, I think is especially interesting. This piece is an homage of sorts to the life of St. Paul, and we're going to return to it a little bit later in the program and play the whole piece. Welcome to Relevant Tones. I'm Seth Bosted. Today's program is called Dealer's Choice, which is a bit of a poker reference there. I've been playing poker for a long time, but it's also a chance for me to be the dealer, as it were, and to deal out music for you, our listener. I reach into our mailbag and grab some of the CDs. Gosh, we get hundreds of CDs from performers and composers all over the world, and we listen to them. And on today's program, I've curated a show of composers who are not as well known, who fly a little bit more under the radar, but who are writing really great music that I feel very strongly deserves to be heard. And so it's something that's very, very important to me. And also important to me is this idea of curation, of programming, making a mixtape, as it were. As somebody who's been making mixtapes since I was a kid and then got into concert programming out of college through Access Contemporary Music, and then now has been doing radio for about the last 10 years, I really feel that curation and programming is a bit of a lost art. And so we opened up with Stephen Yip because I think it was just a really arresting way to start the program, as I said. And I'm going to come back to that piece and play it in its entirety a little later in the program, but I'm going to move to a very different kind of piece now by composer Nomi Epstein that is called Mandolin, Guitar, Harp, and it's aptly named because it is, in fact, for those three instruments. And I chose to go to this piece next. I think it's the polar opposite of Stephen's piece in a way, in that this piece is more in the Vondelweisser style. Vondelweisser is a relatively new style coming out of Europe, especially Germany and Austria in the last couple of decades. It's focused on minimal gestures and silence. The gestures are these punctuations that are played by all three of the instruments. So it's really more of a harmonic piece, whereas Stephen's piece is, in my opinion, more gestural, more rhythmic. And yet, I think that it's the right way to go. You go from Stephen's piece that is kind of really, really grabs your attention. It's a bit of an aggressive piece. This piece is a little bit more laid back, a little bit more contemplative. Here is Mandolin, Guitar, Harp. This is from a new disc called Pluralities. Really fascinating disc. Speaking of curation, I think the group on this disc has done a wonderful job of putting together a lot of eclectic pieces that hang together well. The piece was commissioned by the Nobel Pfeil Trio, and we're going to hear them performing music of Nomi Epstein.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's music by Nomi Epstein. It's called Mandolin Guitar Harp, and it was performed by the Nobel Fowl Trio, who also commissioned it. It's on a new disc called Pluralities. I played that piece for several reasons. One, I think it's just a very different stylistic direction from how I opened the program, and we're talking today about curating. To me, at least, it's a bit lazy if you only play pieces that are all in the same style. I go to a lot of concerts these days where everything is kind of in the same style. There's a minimalist style, or it's all modernist pieces, and I prefer if people dig a little deeper, find some pieces that hang together in some other way. And that's what we're trying to do on the program today. I listened to an awful lot of music that was sent to us by composers and performers and chose several pieces that I think hang together in a really interesting way. And that piece, Mandolin Guitar Harp, well, I think it's a great way to go after the Stephen Yip. Again, it's on a disc called Pluralities. And I'm going to turn to that disc again for the next piece, which is in a different direction entirely. If anything here, we've gone from Stephen Yip, which was perhaps the most adventurous in terms of rhythm and harmony, to the piece by Nomi, which is a much more softer, minimal sound. And now we're going to go perhaps the most traditional with this piece, I'm Away From My Desk by Ting Ho, which I think is just a great, conjures up all kinds of urban office imagery. The piece is for flute, clarinet, and piano. It's performed by the Palisades Virtuosi, and it's from their new CD called New American Masters Volume 6, which is all commissions. And in fact, this is the sixth album they've done entirely of commissions. So that's some really great work on behalf of living composers. Let's just hear the first movement just to establish the style of the composer. Here it is, the first movement of I'm Away From My Desk by Ting Ho, performed by the Palisades Virtuosi. Thank you. the first movement of I'm Away From My Desk by Ting Ho. Great writing for all of the instruments, but especially for the piano. That's a very pianistic part. I think the pianist would have had a lot of fun playing that. You can really hear it. That's the Palisades Virtuosi. I wanted to play the first movement, and now I'm going to play the second and third back-to-back, only because I just wanted to say something about the second movement. I have no idea if the composer intended this or not, but when I was listening to it, about halfway through, about 2 minutes or so in, it sounds to me like the piano is imitating an old typewriter. I think you'll hear what I mean. Here are movements two and three of I'm Away From My Desk by Ting Ho, performed by the Palisades Virtuosi. Thank you. That's music by Ting Ho. It's called I'm Away From My Desk, the Palisades Virtuosi performing movements 2 and 3, and we heard all three movements. This is off of their new album, New American Masters, Volume 6, in which they've commissioned all new pieces for flute, clarinet, and piano. It's the 6th time they've done that. That is impressive by any standards. Wonderful work they're doing for contemporary classical music. So, I'm curating this program today, eclectic pieces. What have we had so far? We opened with this rhythmically aggressive gestural piece by Stephen Yip. We moved into a completely different direction, almost meditative music by Nomi Epstein in the Vondelweisser style. And we went to perhaps the most traditional of the pieces I'm going to play on the program, which has a sense of fun, kind of a sparkly, bubbly, rhythmic attitude to it. Really a lot of fun by Ting Ho. So I hope you're following along with the contour musically of the program so far today and enjoying it as much as I am. You're listening to Relevant Tones, a show featuring the music of contemporary composers. My program today is called Dealer's Choice. I've put together an eclectic program that I hope shows off this idea of old school curation. To subscribe to our podcast for streaming versions of this and all previous episodes, or for a complete playlist of the music we've featured on the program today, you can visit relevanttones.com. My theme on the program today is Dealer's Choice, which is a reference to one of my favorite games, poker. It's also a reference to my control freak tendencies. I'm the dealer. I'm dealing out music that I think you should listen to, that I think is really a lot of fun. But it's also an excuse for me to reach into our mailbag and find some music that I haven't heard before, that I hope that you haven't heard before. If you listen to Relevant Tones, as I've said, we're really interested in shining a spotlight on composers that are maybe not quite as much on the radar as other composers. We really like to discover her new music. But I'm also really interested in this idea of curation. It's something that I've been thinking about a lot as somebody who used to make mixtapes as a kid, and then with my own concert curation, and also with the radio program, of course. But I was also thinking about it on a recent vacation in France. We went to the Musée d'Orsay in Paris, and they have a brand new exhibit up that's called Mystery, and it is all about spirituality and mystery. And it was such an interesting curation of paintings. I mean, you had a Vasily Kandinsky next to a Monet, next to, they had Starry Night by Van Gogh, for example, and next to an Egon Schiele, and then an Edvard Munch. And I just thought, wow, I mean, when are you going to see those painters next to each other like that? And it's partly because of the theme, but it's also because of the genius. And I'm going to say that word, I really think so, genius of the curator to put these paintings next to each other because they worked. And so I'm trying to kind of do the musical equivalent on the program today. I don't know that these four composers are people you would normally put on a program. This may be the only time that this music is put together on a radio program or a concert program, but we've really spent a lot of time with it to try to make the pieces hang together. So we opened with this rhythmically aggressive piece. We moved down. We took the feel of the show down to this Vondelweisser minimalist feel with Nomi Epstein, and we went into the most traditional writing that I think will be on the program today. And now, in the second half of the program, I'm going to open up with a piece by Peter Garland, who spent an awful lot of time writing really wonderful piano music. And the piece is called Amulet, which is a reference to the novel of the same name by Roberto Bolaño. Maybe you know his great book, 2666. This writer is so evocative of a certain kind of time in Latin American history, unfortunately a violent time, and yet the writer has an amazing sense of humor as well. You're not going to hear any of the violence in the piece, but you're going to hear this incredible resonance, and that's because it's written for four pianos, and the pianist that we're going to hear played all four of the parts. They're overlapped. Her name is Aki Takahashi, and that's who we'll hear performing. The piece is in seven movements, so what I've done now is a kind of mini curation among the seven movements. We're going to hear movements 1 and 7. So it opens with what I consider to be kind of a prelude movement, then it goes into a very contemplative, deeply resonant piece, and then movement 7 is the most resonant of them all. Here is Aki Takahashi to perform movements from Amulet by Peter Garland.
Thank you.
That's the last movement of the piece. Boy, the resonances that he gets. And if you're wondering how he's getting that from one piano, well, he's not. It's four pianos. They're all overlapped, being played by the same pianist, Aki Takahashi. And that's why we're getting a lot of the notes, by the way, are the same notes in all four pianos. So it's not adding anything in terms of harmony. What it's adding is this depth, this incredible resonance. I think it's a really, really beautiful sound. We heard movements 1 and 7. The piece is called Amulet, a reference to the work of Roberto Bolaño, who has this amazing ability to juxtapose violent imagery with a kind of sly tongue-in-cheek humor. And again, I don't necessarily hear that in the music. What I'm hearing instead is this space and this resonance. And so it's interesting to me to hear the interpretation that Peter Garland had of Roberto Bolaño. But then again, when a composer says that something's inspired by something, it doesn't mean that the entire piece has to relate to that. Sometimes that's just the initial inspiration. I want to make that clear because a lot of composers start to withdraw their program notes because people read too much into them. So let's just remember that that might only have been the initial inspiration. At any rate, wonderful music for four pianos by Peter Garland, beautifully played by Aki Takahashi. Today's program is called Dealer's Choice. I'm curating a program for you. All music that was sent to us recently at Relevant Tones, I listened to it and thought it'd be fun to try to put together, well, basically as eclectic a program as I could. And so we're having a lot of fun here. We had an ensemble piece by Stephen Yip, which we'll be returning to here in a moment. Rhythmically fun, aggressive, bubbly, kind of almost atonal piece. And then we moved into this ultra still realm, the music of Nomi Epstein. And then we moved into a composer who really has kind of an old school traditional sense of writing. And I think a sly sense of humor, the music of, what was his name? Ting Ho. The music of Ting Ho. And Peter Garland, boy, that piano music. I mean, it's deeply reverent, the spaces that he gets. You feel like you're in a kind of temple. I mean, so we have a very different kind of style. I'm going to end the program with a piece that I opened it with, Hermit in Seduction of the City by Stephen Yip. This is such a fascinating piece to me in so many ways. I mean, one is the way that he develops it. Two is the fact that it really is this kind of rhythmically aggressive piece. He's using a lot of extended techniques, especially in the string instruments that he's using and the piano as well. And yet, it's inspired by the life of one of the Christian church's legends, St. Paul, the first hermit. So this is roughly 3rd century AD. So we're not talking about Paul, the apostle, who kind of spread Christianity throughout the world. This is a different figure. He lived in the mountains in the desert, one of the first desert hermits, and wore leaves as his outfit, ate fruit, drank water from the lake, and spent most of his life praying. So you would think that that inspiration for a composer would yield a piece, more like Nomi's piece, a contemplative piece, and yet here, what we have, Stephen has said that he's evoking nature. And so we have these, again, extended techniques in the instruments. I mean, a more abrasive sound than I would expect. So really an interesting interpretation of that legend. Let's hear the whole piece. It's about 13 minutes long. Again, I like the way that it opens. I think it really grabs your attention from the get-go. It's one of the reasons I opened the program with it, but it's also a really great example of how a composer develops his materials. This is one of the most important things in music. I taught composition for a long time. I mean, there was nobody I ever taught who didn't have an idea. Ideas are fairly cheap to come by, but how you develop those ideas, what you do with your musical ideas over the course of 8, 12, 13 minutes, that's really where the skill lies. And listen to what Stephen does with his musical materials in this piece. Here is Ensemble Eclat to perform in its entirety, Hermit in Seduction of the City. Thank you. Ensemble Eclat performing the music of Stephen Yip. The piece is called Hermit in Seduction of the City, inspired by the life of a hermit, not surprisingly, and yet somewhat surprisingly, at least for me. I think that as a composer, when I think of a hermit, I think of this contemplative life and this idea in Seduction of the City is the subtitle of the piece, which is really, really interesting as well. And those sounds, I think of them more as urban sounds, the extended techniques, the kind of the scratching of the bows and the string instruments. A lot of those sounds are fairly aggressive. So this is a very interesting interpretation of the life of St. Paul, one of the first so-called desert hermits in the 3rd century after, well, not quite the fall of Rome, but definitely after its heyday. The piece again was performed by Ensemble Eclat, and that is how we're ending our program today, Dealer's Choice. The idea of, well, I guess a mixtape of sorts, a classical music mixtape, as it were. But this idea, again, of old-school curation, putting together eclectic pieces, pieces you wouldn't normally think that would hang together. And yet, for me at least, musically, I could listen to these one after another without any kind of problem. I think that they really do work well together in terms of an arc, starting big, moving down into a more contemplative space, and then gradually going back up to the energy that we closed the program with today by Stephen Yip, Hermit in Seduction of the City.